What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Stutzman County 4-H Coordinator Brenda Jarski-Weber joining us. And Brenda, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking time. Appreciate it. Of course, we're getting you just kind of in the midst of getting everything ready for the 124th annual Stutzman County Fair, and fairgoers will know that one of the biggest pieces of any county fair you go is 4-H. And I know it's been very busy, and 4-H has been involved in the Stutzman County Fair for 100 years this year, right?
Yes, this is 100 years of 4-H in Stutzman County.
It's unbelievable. 4-H has been a part of that for all fairgoers, young and old. And Brenda, you've been doing some research. We have actually kind of a call to service that we want to get from our listeners who have been involved in 4-H in any of those 100 years. To bring forward some memorabilia. There's something that 4-H is planning to do at the Stutzman County Fair with that, right?
Yes, we have room in the Russ Mellon building. Anybody that's been to the fair knows that's where we have the open class and the static exhibits for 4-H. We have that south wall where we can put up memorabilia. Some people might not want to leave pictures up there, but we have a new administrative assistant at the extension office, Shania. She has offered to scan pictures in. So if people bring them in, we'll get them scanned in and we'll get those pictures right back to them, and then we'll print them off and put them at the fair.
And there's got to be so much history, Brenda. We were talking about in your research, just what you've come across and those great records that those in years past have kept for 4-H here.
Yes, at the extension office, we have file cabinets that have all the narratives from all the years. And I was pulling out some of the records from 1922. And it's so fun to look at because they have this neat handwriting. And there was a pie chart in one that somebody had drawn with a compass and they had colored it in with colored pencil. And nowadays, we just hit a button on our computer. So just the time and effort they put into it. And it's been fun for me, too, because my mom and aunt were in 4-H and I pulled their records and I was like, I can't find her. Well, I wasn't looking for their maiden names. So I come across my mom's records and my aunt's. Wow. I was like, this is so cool. There's so much history in those cabinets.
Well, and with how big 4-H is in Stutzman County, North Dakota, all over, you know, there's that deep history, family history. Like you said, you're involved now in 4-H yourself. I know your kids are involved in 4-H. So this is something that I know a lot of people are very proud about. And what a unique way to kind of bring forth like, hey, look, this is my grandma's when she was in 4-H and here's mine. And all they need to do is stop by the 4-H office, I believe. And that's how this is going to work for you guys.
Yep. Just stop by the extension office. If you have old ribbons, old banners, old project books, anything like that would be great. And if they could just put a little note on it about what it's about. You know, you said 4-H is in, you know, the United States. It's actually in Canada.
It's
worldwide. It's really growing from its very humble beginnings.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Brenda Jarski-Weber, again, Stutzman County 4-H coordinator here on Let's Talk About It. Again, 100 years of 4-H here in Stutzman County at the Stutzman County Fair 2022. And if you're listening or if you know somebody who has been involved in 4-H in Stutzman County, reach out to them, see if we can get some of this, because the bigger we make that, it just the more special I feel like it'll be at the fair this year.
Right. And we do have the Parade of Champions that will take place on Saturday at 4 p.m. But before that, I have a sponsor. BS Lodge is sponsoring a keg of root beer. So we are going to have root beer floats available before the Parade of Champions. You know, it's usually getting pretty hot by the end of the fair and people are getting tired. So we're going to have something a little bit refreshing and a pick me up before we do our Parade of Champions for the 100th time.
Unbelievable. And again, 4-H has so much involvement in the upcoming fair. And I know, Brenda, when we get closer, we'll have you back on and share all that we'll see with 4-H. I know as a personal fairgoer, 4-H is usually my first stop, then food, and then I'll go up the midway and everything. But 4-H is usually one of my first stops. Brenda, if people have questions, they want to reach out and say, how can I get this to you and how can I get it back? And how does this work? There's a couple of ways they can reach out to the extension office.
Yep, you can give us a call at 701-252-9030. Or another great resource is to find us on Facebook at NDSU Extension Stutzman County.
Perfect. Great way to do that. So again, 100 years of 4-H at Stutzman County Fair. Brenda, anything else in your notes or anything else you want to mention before
I can just tell you, we got a lot of great exhibits coming in. Of course, there's always the animals, but there's a lot more with the static exhibits. The kids work really hard all year long. So come on up, see what they've been up to. It's a great group of kids. It's a great group of families.
Awesome.
And we're very fortunate in Stutzman County, I do want to mention this, for the support we get from the community. So we want to thank the community for helping us out and helping the kids out. It makes them better citizens.
Well, and the support makes it so things like this can go 100 years and hopefully 100 years more and beyond. So.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, Brenda, we'll look forward to having you back, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.